This is the Composer's Datebook for July 25th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1976, an opera premiered at the Théâtre Municipal in Avignon, France, that had very little in common with the operas of Mozart or Puccini. For starters, it ran for 5 hours with no breaks between acts. The audience was invited to wander in or out as it pleased. The libretto consisted of numbers, solfège syllables, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, you know, that kind of thing, and some cryptic poems written by a neurologically impaired pupil from a New York school for disturbed children. Even the title of this new opera was unusual, suggesting something at once serious and surreal. The opera in question was called Einstein on the Beach. As part of the action on stage, a violinist dressed up like Albert Einstein wandered in and out of its surreal scenes, a reference to the fact that in real life, the famous physicist was also a talented amateur violinist. Einstein on the Beach was a collaboration between two Americans, composer Philip Glass and set designer Robert Wilson. It made the rounds in Europe, attracted a great deal of attention, and came to America in November of 1976 for two sold-out performances in New York, staged at the Metropolitan Opera by the Philip Glass Ensemble. Einstein on the Beach has been something of a cult classic ever since. Its music was even referenced as a kind of in-joke during a popular TV commercial in which Einstein debates the merits of two big-name cola drinks. For the record, in the TV commercial, Albert prefers to think young. For relatively more information, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.